At times, our town, a small little town in the north of Ireland, was totally locked down by the British Army. And they had a free-for-all to go in and wreck and smash and beat up the locals. It was around this time, 1992, that I lost some of my close friends. These young men, my friends, were ordinary young Irish people, just like you and me. But they grew up in extraordinary circumstances. They were like so many other Irish people who have seen their people degraded and beaten in their own streets, their own homes, their own laneways and pathways. They've seen people betrayed by those who sat silent while they could have spoken out. They have watched and listened to those in power in Dublin, the Dublin government, condemn the oppressed Irish people in the north for rising up against the foreign occupation of their country. All while the Dublin government sat quiet, said nothing, only accompanied and helped the British forces in the north against our people. I say here and now this evening, loud and clear, shame on them who betrayed their own. And I repeat that, shame on them who betrayed their own. My friends' names were Kevin Barry O'Donnell, Paddy Vinson, Peter Clancy, and wee Sean O'Farrell. They were a part of our community. They were a part of the fabric of our town and they meant to break the connection with Britain. Like so many young, self-respecting Irish men and Irish women that had done before them. They all went to an early grave in February of 1992, a cold, wet February night, riddled with British bullets, riddled top to bottom. In one case, young Sean O'Farrell, the whole back of his head was gone, completely riddled. And I want to remember those guys here tonight. This is the Ireland we grew up in. This is the Ireland that I left 30 years ago. Thankfully, change has come. Dramatic change has come to the six counties. We still have a ways to go, and change is coming also to the 26 counties. The North today is unrecognizable than it was 30 years ago. And I want to give credit, amazing credit to Sinn Féin for leading us to a better place. I want to thank Sinn Féin. I want to thank the Sinn Féin leadership for negotiating a peace that has given us equality for the first time and put an end to the Orange State. But most of all, I think one of the biggest drivers of the change we have seen is the confidence that was instilled in our own people by the leadership shown by the Irish Republican Movement. A confidence that is evident in every corner of society today. While the No Catholics Need a Play signs used to hang in businesses and newspaper advertisements, there are now nationalists running the same businesses and owning the same small organisations. The Orange Apartheid State is well and truly gone and relegated into the trash of history. While the Good Friday Agreement brought us peace and the opportunity to pursue our goals, politically, we have a lot of work to do. We did not come this far to stop. We did not come this far for a divided Ireland. An opposed divided Ireland in itself is repression. It is repressing the will of the Irish people. This is the affront to democracy itself. Countless polls have shown an overwhelming desire for the Irish people to have their country united and enough of the foreign oppression. This is where our work must continue. We want to see the referendum take place. Those of all political persuasions must be included in the planning of a new Ireland. An Ireland that respects everyone's cultures, everyone's religions, and everyone's beliefs. Then, and not until then, when we are all equals, we will be truly free. Thank you for your attention.
Very powerful.
At this time,